Hollywood reports.
An Israeli tank exploded in the northern Gaza Strip, apparently after driving over explosives near the northern Gaza Strip's town of Beit Lahia. Al Jazeera TV, an Arab satellite station, reported that between 4 to 5 Israeli soldiers were killed in the explosion.
Garwood reports the military wing of the Islamic group Hamas is claiming responsibility for the attack.
Responsibility for the explosion was claimed by the military wing of the Islamic militant group Hamas. They said they carried out the attack in retaliation for the deaths of 2 Hamas activists who were killed near the same area in a clash with Israeli forces.
Thousands are taking to the streets worldwide in a display of opposition to war in Iraq. One of the largest marches is taking place in London, where organizers have been hoping to turn out 500,000 people. IRN News can be heard live and on demand at irnnews.com.
You spend up to one-third of your life in bed, so make it as comfortable as possible. Spend less time tossing and turning and more time sleeping. Guaranteed with the Tempur-Pedic Swedish... The Tempur-Pedic bed reduces the pressure points that can make you toss and turn. That's why over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. Get a free sample of the Tempur material by calling 1-800-522-5559 and start getting the best rest you can. Call now, 1-800-522-5559.
4 former members of the Symbionese Liberation Army are going to prison for a 1975 bank robbery during which a bank customer was shot and killed.
3 defendants offered tearful apologies to the Opsahl family. Sarah Jane Olson declined. And the court heard statements from a bank robbery victim and 2 of the Opsahl sons. Then the former SLA members were sentenced to prison terms ranging from 6 to 8 years. John Opsahl, whose mother Myrna was shot dead in the bank, said the sentences were as fair as they could be at this point.
There's a sense of gratification, but of course, I'm not happy about this. I wish we could turn back the clock and avoid this ordeal for everyone, but it's over, and I'm glad for that.
The former SLA members began their prison terms as soon as court recessed. Jan Sluzer, Sacramento, California.
U.S. government officials want Americans to prepare for a possible terror attack without panicking. Here's Thelma LeBrecht.
President Bush is using today's radio address to further soothe the fears of Americans worried about a terror attack. Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge is cautioning that the threat still is high, so families should continue to put together emergency supply kits, including duct tape and plastic sheeting. But he does not want people to overreact.
For the time being, we just don't want folks sealing up their doors or sealing up their windows.
He and Bush say Americans should continue to go on with their normal lives.
I'm Debbie Edmonston, and that's news on the Information Radio Network.
This is WNTY.
I love this station.
AM 990.
That's my radio station. You leave it alone.
Naughty 99.
From Montreal, Canada, it's the Travel World Radio Show.
Travel World. Liberty Works Radio Network.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
Yes, the Crazy Boys are back. But that's just how it goes. We're back once again for another week. It's Willem Backus with Stephen Pickford on the Travel World Radio Show. Special guest in studio, Ella Sobel, who journeyed with me at the beginning of the year down to a musical pilgrimage. We did Tennessee, going down from Nashville, Chattanooga. We went to Alabama, good old Muscle Shoals, where they got the Swampers, and then up to Memphis. So we're in the first show, which we're covering, this enormous journey that we took, we have on the line with us, of course, you can't go to Nashville. The first thing anybody thinks of is the Grand Ole Opry, right? And that's, of course, it's Gaylord Entertainment and the Opryland Hotel, which is right next to the, which is now the Grand Ole Opry House, right next to it. The Grand Ole Opry, I didn't realize, was a radio show, and it was just in different venues. But I totally enjoyed Nashville. Welcome to Travel World, Ella.
Thank you very much.
So you had a good time?
I loved that trip. I thought it was just incredible.
In fact. So why don't you introduce our first guest?
Our first guest is Karen Hunter-Lowry from the Opryland Resorts. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning.
How are you?
I am great. How are you guys doing on
Very
a Saturday
good.
Morning?
Thank you for joining us here on Travel World.
You're welcome. Any opportunity to talk about Gaylord and their properties is a welcome one for me.
Well, we really enjoyed staying there. It's just a magnificent property. Would you like to tell us a little bit about it?
I would love to. And for people that have not visited our property, it's very difficult to describe. So I just always say, you have to come and see it. But we are the largest combined hotel and convention center under one roof in the world. We have 2,881 guest rooms and over 600,000 square feet of meeting space. It is a very large property, but we've tried to manage that by breaking it up into five different sections. We have three beautiful atriums. Two of our atriums are 2 acres each, and the largest and third atrium is a little over 4.5 acres just in that one atrium. That's the Delta. It is our newest. It was the last renovation and addition to the hotel, and that opened in June of 1996. And in addition to all the beautiful plants and shops and restaurants and other features, we added a quarter-mile-long river that has that flat boats that will hold 25 people each that cruise throughout that atrium.
That's within this atrium. It bears mentioning, of course, the Opryland complex is actually just east of, it's not in the downtown core, it's east, and when you fly into Nashville Airport, which is southeast of the city, it's just a straight shot on the 155 north to get there, exit 11 and 12. Now, when you get to this place, there's a huge complex, the Opry Mills Mall, right next to the Opryland Hotel complex, where you have not just the hotel itself, but you have the Opry House, and you also have, well, where we saw Fantasy on Ice. It's, mm-hmm. It was a refrigerated arena where we were the only people walking around with our parkas wide open, because that's balmy weather for a Montrealer. But it bears mentioning, this hotel is incredibly, first of all, it's nice. You walk into it and you get this great southern hospitality feel. But yes, to say that it's divided into five major segments bears mentioning, because there are, it's almost like hallways between them, but it's not just a little hallway. It's a huge, it's like a walking mall that you walk into. The atriums are huge. Now, I don't know exactly how big an acre is. I just know it's a lot of land, and this is huge coverage. Just in the place that we were staying, which was, it was a heck of a walk through, you know, from one place to the other. You have, first of all, there's a studio where they have WSM, the radio station that carries the Grand Ole Opry and has done it for all these years. But then you also have, you walk in, there's this beautiful, beautiful atrium with plants and things, and there's a catwalk you walk on, which is halfway through it, like up and down. So you're actually walking through midair, and there's plants, and there's waterfalls, there's rivers, and everything, and you see the rooms on either side.
It's like walking through a greenhouse, and that's what impressed me the most when I stayed there a few years ago. It was also so quiet. You think in a big hotel, you'd be caught up in the all the noise of the conventioneers and everything else. No. I actually opened my sliding balcony door and listened to the water rushing. It was just like being out in the country. It was so restful and peaceful. I did not think I was in a mega hotel. I thought I was out in the country. It really captures the essence of the South. You think you're walking into a grand old plantation house.
And it's just so wonderful to sit on that balcony and take in everything that you can see. It's a feast for the eyes.
Well, especially around Christmas time when we were there, because all the decorations were up too.
That's right.
Okay. Yeah, the property is beautiful year-round, but it really does take on sort of an added beauty with Christmas, all the Christmas decorations.
Yeah.
Travel and Leisure magazine voted Nashville one of the top 10 places in the world to visit for Christmas, and they cited Gaylord Opryland specifically in the article.
Well, that is that's really no surprise there when you actually see this place. And when you're in one of the atriums, you're going, wait a minute, there's four more like this? Well, three atriums, but I mean. And, of course, they had to follow me around with a mop, because there's a with display case.
What were you doing, Willem?
What was I doing? I was drooling all over the musical instruments, because right across from the WSM studio, there is a display case for Gibson guitars. Mm-hmm. And it would be kind of like a shrine for me. I was figuring I was going to set up candles and start bowing down to that beautiful. Oh, it is gorgeous. And of course, in the Opry Mills Mall, they have the Gibson Bluegrass Showcase.
Which was amazing.
Oh.
It is amazing. And they actually have a production facility in there, so you can watch people make mm-hmm. a guitar or a dobro. And then they always have some great entertainment in there as well.
Oh, yeah. And you can actually have supper watching them make mandolins. And,
right.
And oh, then there, you know, we went to Memphis and saw the Gibson factory, too. But still, in one way or the other, for anybody who even likes music a little bit, this is a total feast for the senses. And the Opryland Hotel, I mean, 2,800 rooms. No, it's close to 3,000 rooms. This is huge. But it's broken up in such a way as you feel like you're in a little hotel here and a little hotel there. The staff is extremely helpful and polite.
We call it a hotel within a hotel concept.
That's right. It that fits because you're in a resort, really.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have, how many restaurants, Ella?
I think there's about 14.
Right.
We ate at Rachel's for breakfast, which was delicious.
Wow, that was amazing.
I know. Did you get an omelet made to order?
Not yet. Oh, I
didn't. Oh, you were there. Oh, that's my favorite thing to do there.
I think our plates were too full by the time we got there.
Oh, talk about how well they feed you there.
Oh,
first of all, I mean, and it's cooking that you can enjoy from no matter where you're from. And then they also have some southern specialties, too, and it's just,
And, you know, our executive chef, Peter DeAndrea, actually has just received a great honor, the James Beard Foundation in New York City, which was founded by Julia Child and has on its board of directors Wolfgang Puck and Emeril Lagasse and Graham Kerr and some very well-known names. They invite chefs to present meals to the members of the James Beard Foundation, and our executive chef has been invited to present a meal, which basically gives them an opportunity to showcase their talents, and he's going to do that in July, so we're very excited about that. And we've talked a little bit about the all the horticulture that goes on inside and outside the property. Our manager of horticulture, who has been with us since 1982, has just been honored with, he will be just in a couple of weekends up as one of the judges for the Philadelphia Flower Show, which is the largest indoor flower show in the world. So we've got some talent working for our property.
A great hotel, Gaylord Opryland Resort and Convention Center in Nashville, on the internet at www.gaylordopryland.com, 1-888-976-2000. You can't go to Nashville without staying at the Gaylord Opryland, the hotel in the city. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Karen.
You're welcome. And if you guys ever need a PR job, you call me, okay?
You betcha. Thanks very much,
Karen.
Thank you.
Time to take a break on the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. Across America via satellite.
You guys are insane.
Travel World.
Travel World Radio Show.
If you've read the news about health insurance, then you think it's expensive and hard to get. But here's a company that's different from the rest.
Mega Life and Health. They actually specialize in health insurance for the self-employed and for folks who can't get health insurance where they work. Mega is looking for people like you and me, and they can tailor a plan to fit your individual needs perfectly at a price you can afford. Call the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Their goal is to be there to back you up so you can focus on your business and family life. Call the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company now. 800-492-0992. 800-492-0992. For affordable health insurance for yourself and your small business, call Mega. 800-492-0992. 800-492-0992. 800-492-0992. Not available in all states.
Welcome to the Minsk Caviar Company.
Thank you very much. I'm applying for the top sales job.
Job filled. We do have job as fish squeezer.
Fish squeezer?
How do you think we get caviar? Where are you from?
Connecticut.
Boy, you come far.
I was online looking for a job at that monstrously monstrous job website.
Oh, here. Let me show you how to squeeze the fish.
If you want to stick closer to home, the perfect online site for job searching is
Connected.com. All full and part-time jobs are in Connecticut. One click and you can read all the Help Wanted ads. Another click allows you to look at in-depth job descriptions. At HartfordHelpWanted.com, you can even place your own resume free, which gives people hiring a chance to find you.
California is known for its advances in leg waxing.
Oh, I had in mind the sales job I saw on the humongous website.
Well, that's been filled, but we do have an opening for a leg wax demonstrator. Are your legs hairy? Let me see. Oh, perfect.
If finding a job close to home is important, then check out HartfordHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Here's a message just for women, and maybe you can relate. I was a victim of hot flashes. They hit me all the time. I had night sweats, too, and no energy whatsoever. I also had no sex drive, which caused more problems than I have time to explain. And I had put on a few pounds. I couldn't lose them. It was frustrating, but now it's not. That's because I discovered Ultramaca, the miracle Peruvian herb. I began taking Ultramaca, and within 10 days, I felt like a new person. The hot flashes and night sweats went away. I lost weight, and my energy came back, my energy for everything. Problem solved. I recommend you call this number and order Ultramaca, which, by the way, comes with a money-back guarantee. 866-853-1787. We're expected to be superwomen, and it's draining. Well, imagine having the energy to do everything you want. You can have it with Ultramaca. Call today, 866-863-1787. 866-853-1787.
If you're one of the 40 million Americans who can't get credit, you now have the opportunity to earn your own major bank card. Here's how it works. American Security Financial guarantees you a Credit Plus card with a $2,500 line of credit so you can catalog shop from the comfort of your home. Now, not only can you charge the things you want, but this program also gives you a big opportunity to establish or rebuild your credit and earn your own major bank card. To discover the details, call 1-866-201-3228. That's 1-866-201-3228. If you're over 18 years old and have a valid bank account, you qualify. There's no security deposit required and no credit check, so you have nothing to lose. Call 1-866-201-3228 for your $2,500 credit card today. Call 1-866-201-3228. That number, one more time, is 1-866-201-3228.
This is WNTY.
This station.
AM 990.
That's my radio station. You leave it alone.
Naughty 99.
Welcome back to the Travel Radio Show with Stephen Pickford and Willem Backus in studio today. And, of course, our special Valentine's Day edition. Our Valentine this week and this year goes out to the Nashville, City of Nashville. And we have online with us Dana Ivey from the Nashville Convention and Visitors Bureau. Welcome to Travel World.
Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing just fine, just fine. And we're glad to have you on board with us today.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here. I can barely hear you, though.
That is just fine. It makes for better sound quality over the airwaves, because we can hear you clearly. Well, thanks for welcoming us over in the Nashville area on our great journey with Ella and I when we went down to the area. We were actually quite surprised at how, well, first of all, Nashville, you talk about Canada as being a clean place. Nashville is squeaky clean. You walk around there, and also, you know, you have the Gaylord Entertainment there, but you also have other areas in the downtown core.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. I'm sorry.
So tell us a little bit about the city that you'd like to get out to listening audience.
Okay, I mean, there is something to do every day in Music City, and it's not necessarily all about music. There's a lot of music here. A lot of different kinds of music, country, jazz, rock, everything. But it's the unexpected side of Nashville, too. I hope you found that when you were here.
Oh, yeah. We really did enjoy it there. It's not just country music. In fact, in terms of radio stations, we're classic rockers. They have better rock and roll stations in Nashville than they do in Memphis.
They actually do.
Nashville was a great surprise. I mean, there's just so much to see and do while you're there. The honky-tonks. There's music everywhere you go.
Now, a honky-tonk that I learned is like a little club where they're playing music, and there's live music all the time. Nashville, of course, has been called many things, and one of the more recent things is Music City.
And it is because you can find music anytime, all day, every day. And I'm sure that you probably walked down the street at Broadway at 10 a.m. and heard live music coming out of some of the honky-tonks.
Yeah,
and that's what's so fun about Nashville.
Indeed, we that's one of the things we enjoyed. And, of course, the world-famous Grün Guitars shop is there as well.
Oh, absolutely. You know, Mick Jagger was just in there when they had the Rolling Stones concert here, up there checking out the guitars with his band.
That's excellent.
You just never know who you're going to see or what you're going to hear.
That is totally amazing, because you also walk into a place and you can spend a few minutes listening to this band, listening to that band, and you don't necessarily know who all the bands are, but then again, you never know who you're going to run into when you're there.
Right, or who's going to be the next star.
Indeed. Now, where am I right? When I was watching American Idol, I thought that was in the Wild Horse Saloon, if I'm not mistaken.
They did record some there, and they're about to record the new Nashville Star program there, which is coming on USA Network.
Mm-hmm.
It starts in March, and it's a consecutive series of the same kind of thing. Every week they narrow it down to stars.
Indeed. Well, one of the things that I particularly enjoy, and here's the biggest surprise, myself being a rock and roll, you know, classic rocker at heart, mm-hmm. I got a whole new appreciation for the Nashville sound, which is what I learned in the Nashville Country Music Hall of Fame and Museum, was what we now associate with country music is called the Nashville sound, because rock and roll grew from country roots.
And that's
exactly.
Where
bluegrass, rock and roll, there's even some jazz. They've all developed from the roots of country.
And that's the other thing that's so neat. The more you listen to contemporary music, or even music that was recorded in those days, you start listening to different references, which really localized, yes, they were here. They were producing music.
Nashville's such a huge music city. I mean, even in 1941, they were granted the first FM license in the States. That's quite something.
Did you have a chance to go to Studio B when you were here?
Well, not yet. We were limited in time, and we really wanted to go.
That's something that your listeners would really enjoy. It's the studio where Elvis actually recorded most of his number one hits, as well as Dolly Parton.
Dolly Parton, too. Mm-hmm. That's something. Now, Studio B was actually an RCA studio. That's when Elvis was signed over from Sun Studios to RCA.
Right.
He recorded, I think, over 200 songs there, if I'm correct.
Uh-huh, you're right. And you can now take a tour of it. They opened it up, and groups can actually go in and do their own recordings, which is pretty cool. Take a tape away that has your own voice on it.
That is something. Now, in the Country Music Hall of Fame and Museum, which is right on Broadway, it's not on Broadway, it's behind Broadway. It's
right.
3rd or 4th Avenue, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
Right there is... it's walking. Everything downtown core of Nashville is within walking distance. This bears mentioning, because you can park your car and walk. You can get to all the famous landmarks. And there's the Ryman Auditorium, which is what people associate with the Grand Ole Opry. You know, I always thought that it was a place, but it's actually a radio show.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing, in that Country Music Hall of Fame, they have a huge archive there where you can can you actually look things up in this particular archive as a visitor?
Where people who are wanting to be songwriters or are songwriters can go in and find historical information, get inspired. It's a great place. It's almost a library just for country music songs.
Funny you should say that about inspiration, because you will get inspired when you're there. Because there's also some surprising entries who are people in this Hall of Fame. I was actually surprised to find Leonard Skinner there,
right.
Southern
uh-huh.
Rock. But it makes right. sense within that particular exhibit that they are there.
And I find lots of little surprises in Nashville.
Oh, more than one. More than one. Tell us about something other that maybe you might not have thought of originally associated with Nashville.
Or how about fanfare?
Sure.
Oh, fanfare is fabulous. It's for any country music fan, it is the mecca. You need to come. Actually, this year, it's the first week of June. All the big stars come. All the up-and-coming stars come. You have an opportunity to be close, very, very close to them, and go to autograph sessions. They have parties all over the city that you can go to. They have big concerts at the Coliseum. It's a fabulous week of just literally concert after concert.
I don't know if I could take all that music. Oh, my God.
Sure you could.
It's a tough job, but somebody's got to do it. What, enjoying fantastic music? I mean, that's the thing, which, you know, it's a concept that you still I still got to get through, because you walk down your garden variety city here in Canada, or whether you're going through the United States, and okay, you go and you'll see live music playing, and, you know, you don't know who the band may or may not be. But when you're in Nashville, you're more than likely going to run into somebody you heard of. And the bands that are playing are all good.
Right. I mean, they are.
Here we'll go for a coffee and just kick back and listen to the local radio station, Nashville. I mean, my goodness. You walk in anywhere and you're getting this wonderful, wonderful music. It's fantastic.
Oh, and you'll find that everyone, not everyone, I certainly don't, but most of the people that live here have great voices. I mean, the waiters, the bellmen, because they're all here trying to make it. And so they'll have a day job of, you know, waiting tables, and then a night job of being on stage at Tootsie's.
In spite of what you may have seen on American Idol, they do have good voices in Nashville. But, no, I actually enjoyed it when I went there. Now, I don't know about the native Nashvillians or the people who actually moved there to make it, because, you know, Canada's own Shania Twain spent some time there trying to make
it.
She actually kind of stood Nashville on its ear with a sort of twist to the country sound that she put in.
Right, with the pop.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Well, it was actually her association with rock producer Mutt Lange.
Right, yes.
Yeah, that kind of turned her sound around, that made it a bit more, you know, mainstream appealing. But still, I mean, rather than before, I thought of country music as more of one of these little enclosed cells, and that's okay, that's a little another fringe group and whatever, but if you really delve into it, it's the root.
That's why they call it Music City.
Incredible. I also enjoyed, you know, you go
now
into...
I want to tell your listeners about what's going on in April in Nashville.
Please do.
We just realized, and I said there's something going on every day in Music City, and that's true, but we just realized that April is chock full of events and concerts and just something going on for someone every day. Just for an example, you know, we have Diamond Rio at the arena, but then we have Pearl Jam at South Amphitheater. We have Jimmy Buffett at the Outside Amphitheater. We have Killer Bees. We have Trace Atkins. So it's just a little bit, you know, for everybody.
There's...
We have the CMT Flameworthy Video Award Show, and then the next week, we have the Dove Award Show, which is for the gospel music.
There's something for everyone in Nashville. And, of course, you can check out the website for the Convention and Visitors Bureau at www.nashvillecvb.com to find out all of the upcoming events over the coming months and to get a visitor's guide as well. Great time to be had in Nashville. Walk around downtown, visit the Opryland, museums for all of your favorite stars.
Dancing.
And thank you so much for joining us this morning on Travel World.
Thanks very much. And
bye-bye.
Now, I have we had a new feature coming up here on Travel World, which is our own webmaster, Yoav Saralbo, who's come up with a one-minute news clip every week. So we're going to be featuring that right during our break. And some interesting tidbits from the world of travel news coming up right here on the Travel World radio show across America via satellite.
Welcome to Travel World Radio News. I'm Yoav. This week to retain passengers while it restructures in bankruptcy. The fare is in major cities and national papers thanking everyone for their support.
Hello?
The sale will apply to most of United's flights and ends in April.
That's
tight airport security is here to stay, but some airlines are using technology to make boarding a flight easier. American Airlines, Northwest, and Alaska Airlines are offering internet check-in around the clock. By visiting their websites, passengers can print out a boarding pass from any printer. To offset rising fuel costs, American Airlines and Continental are raising their airfare by $10 both ways. Other major airlines that were contacted said that there are no plans to add a fuel fee. The Department of Transportation announced that passenger complaints against the top 10 U.S. airlines fell 43% last year. In its annual report, the top 10 airlines also logged fewer flight delays, mishandled baggage planes, and bumped passengers. For the Travel World Radio Network, I'm your...
Fantastic. Join us following the break.
Across America via satellite.
Pardon me, boy. Is that...
Ultra Memory Brain Tonic. To try Ultra Memory risk-free, call 1-800-952-3494. Call now and save an additional 20%. 1-800-952-3494. That's 1-800-952-3494.
This is Sergeant Linda Cook from Muncie Crime Stoppers.
Attention investors, are you reeling from the stock market roller coaster? Are you looking for above average returns, and are you willing to take a risk in order to achieve them? Futures and options investing involves substantial risk of loss and is not suitable for everyone. I'm Patrick T. Parker for Barclay Financial. Barclay is a futures and options specialty firm, and we'd like to help you solve the mystery of futures and options investing. Right now, we're making a major recommendation in the energy markets, and specifically heating oil. Energy prices have been on the move. Energy demand has been on the rise. The dollar has been dropping worldwide, and America is at war with terrorism. Could heating oil prices be poised to move higher? We think so. Learn how to position yourself in this exciting market right now. Discover your investment options for the future. Call Barclay Financial right now for a free special market report on heating oil, and as a bonus, we'll send you your choice of a free audio, video, or CD-ROM on options investing. Call 800-990-9911. That's 800-990-9911. Barclay Financial. Mystery solved.
Here's a message just for women, and maybe you can relate. I was a victim of hot flashes. They hit me all the time. I had night sweats, too, and no energy whatsoever. I also had no sex drive, which caused more problems than I have time to explain. And I had put on a few pounds. I couldn't lose them. It was frustrating, but now it's not. That's because I discovered Ultramaca, the miracle Peruvian herb. I began taking Ultramaca, and within 10 days, I felt like a new person. The hot flashes and night sweats went away. I lost weight, and my energy came back. My energy for everything. Problem solved. I recommend you call this number and order Ultramaca, which, by the way, comes with a money-back guarantee. 866-853-1787. We're expected to be superwomen, and it's draining. Well, imagine having the energy to do everything you want. You can have it with Ultramaca. Call today, 866-863-1787. 866-853-1787.
This is WNTY.
I love this station.
AM 990.
That's my radio station. You leave it alone.
Naughty 99.
Pardon me, boy. Is that the Chattanooga choo-choo?
Yes, yes.
Track 29.
Boy, you can give me a shine.
Ah, yes. Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show. Of course, when we're talking about in Chattanooga, Tennessee, you cannot talk about that without mentioning the Chattanooga Choo Choo, one of the more famous landmarks that are there. Now, on the line with us, we got Robert Petway from the Chattanooga Convention and Visitors Bureau, and he's going to talk to us about the city of Chattanooga itself. Now, one of the biggest surprises, pleasant surprises for me on my grand tour of Tennessee and Alabama, Mississippi that we did was Chattanooga itself, and it's a place that I would love to go back to just because you go there and it's a nice, clean place, very forward-thinking. One of the things that surprised me about Tennessee completely, and also especially Chattanooga, was just how much high-tech there is. And right next to the Chattanooga Choo Choo Hotels, they have the Electric Vehicle Information Center. So they also have a great idea where you park your car in this garage and an electric bus, zero emissions, takes you all around the city. Robert, welcome to Travel World.
Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
Oh, it's our pleasure having you on the show. What a great city you got going there.
Yeah, Chattanooga is really a great town. We have a really good quality of life here. It's a place where you feel really safe, but there's really a whole lot to do in a really small kind of geographic area. And, you know, you mentioned the shuttle service, which we have, which is completely free, where you just park and ride, and it's all emission-free. So it's a nice progressive feel to it.
Yeah, other cities can learn from you, let me tell you that. I mean, the whole idea of this, in a place which is, in a world where we're getting a lot more concerned about the environment, I mean, this is the leading edge. This is what other cities should copy.
Yeah, we really are a model community. At one time, we were really one of the most polluted cities in America, and about 12 years ago, they started developing a tourism infrastructure here. With our Tennessee Aquarium, which does about 1 million visitors a year. And from there, it's just the public-private partnerships have grown the community, and it's used as a model for a lot of different chambers of commerce and other cities across America.
And it would have to be. Now, Chattanooga sits right along a river, right by Lookout Mountain, and there's some amazing views that you can see there. And
Go ahead.
So
yeah, there's a lot of natural beauty in this area, as there are in a lot of places in the United States, but it's all immediately accessible once you've just parked your car, and we have a riverboat experience that you can go out on, like the Southern Belle, and go out there for a lunch or a dinner cruise on a nice spring or summer or fall day, and they do seasonal cruises as well. And we're conveniently, located off of 75, just I-75, just a few miles. So the access is really pretty good.
Well, actually, two interstates. There's a 75, and there's also the I-24, which takes you directly into Nashville, or south, for that matter. And right on the border with Georgia, because if you go up to Lookout Mountain in this city, you can see Georgia.
Yeah, you could from Rock City, which is a wonderful old icon attraction. They do quite a bit of business up there, and supposedly you can see seven states. I have yet to be able to see all seven, but I think that one day that's clear, you can actually see seven states from Lookout Mountain, or you can visit Ruby Falls, which is a wonderful natural waterfall experience underground. Or you can ride the steepest incline in the world, which is our incline railway.
Oh, we did that. That was really fun. That was it was quite interesting when you get on the railway, the way the seats are on the actual train. They're kind of slanted, and we didn't quite understand why until we actually started going up on it.
Yeah, it's about a 49-degree grade going up, and it's really an incredible view from up there.
It is something, and it's not something that'll give your person who's got vertigo. It's not so bad either. No, not really, because you feel kind of safe in this thing. I mean, there was no time where I thought, oh boy.
Oh, I saw your face on that, Willem.
What's great about a lot of these attractions is they're very family friendly.
Exactly.
And we really rely on a good family market, and you feel comfortable. You don't feel like real frantic going through a lot of these things. You can take your time, and we really want to provide people with a relaxing vacation instead of you got to be here and here all the time.
Yeah, well, that was a little bit like our own experience, but we did.
It's a lot to do in a short period of time.
Yeah, well, we did want to experience the whole tri-state area, and in fact, we saw four states while we were there, because we did drive through Georgia just a little bit when we went on the 24 bound for Nashville. But one of the other things that was really interesting about the whole city, it was the biggest surprise, the pleasantest surprise of the entire trip, because, yes, we went to Chattanooga, and we were attracted mainly because there is actually a Chattanooga choo-choo.
That's it.
That we went there. But further going there, we just didn't really realize what all the city has to offer when we went there. I mean, one of the other things, which I thought was rather interesting that we went on the main street in Chattanooga, was the Towing and Recovery Museum, something that you'll only find there.
Yeah, the towing was actually started here with Miller Industries in the development, and they actually have the International Tow Truck Hall of Fame, which they're getting ready to actually move to a larger location just right down on South Broad Street. But it's a really neat, eclectic attraction that we have here, and one of our kind of rare gems. We get a lot of international folks that enjoy visiting it.
I mean, you could spend a week, literally a week in Chattanooga, and it's so surprising, because you'd think for a city that is, it's not the biggest city in Tennessee, and for a city like that to have this much to do and this much fun, that's...
And it's genuinely nice. The people are friendly. It's just, where should we go? There's so much to do.
Yeah. We're going to have to stay a little bit longer when we go there the next time around, for sure.
Yeah, well, that's great. And, we've got all this stuff on the internet, too, if people want to visit us on www.chattanoogafun.com. And that'll let them, get a little bit more of an experience about Chattanooga that we can't cover in today's broadcast.
I liked, of course, the press kits that we got, and just the wealth of information and history of the city. I mean, for people who are into Civil War history, for instance, the Lookout Mountain is a huge landmark.
It is, and, it's really close by one of the national parks that we have, which is the Chickamauga-Chattanooga National Battlefield. Mm-hmm. And they have a wonderful visitor center there, and for anyone that's interested in gun collecting, they have a collection of rifles throughout history that must be 500 or 600 rifles in there that are all priceless, that are have been reconditioned and are in this, humidity-controlled environment. And it's just a marvelous presentation in that visitor center. And I think that's really, that battlefield is a must-see for anyone interested in history and in the Civil War especially.
Ooh, Vic Phillips is going to want to go there for sure.
Yeah, it's really an untold story down there.
Oh, yeah. Well, and it's a story that needs to be told because that was a stronghold, too. And that was
Yeah, there were actually 7 battles fought here from the Civil War and varying, you know, degrees of wins and losses and some of the bloodiest battles, unfortunately, in the entire war.
Sure. Now, what is your favorite part of Chattanooga? I mean, every time I look back on the pictures, I look back on the pictures we took from Lookout Mountain and, just the experience and the memory that I have just driving within the city itself.
You know, one of my favorite areas is, and I hope you all had a chance to get up there, is Bluffview Art District, which is kind of just, it's like 2 blocks up from the downtown area, and you can actually walk, but you might want to get in your car and go up. And we have the Hunter Museum of American Art up there and the Houston Glass Museum. There's bed and breakfast up there and sculpture gardens, and you can walk around. It connects to the riverfront walkway, and there's some great dining up there, and it's just kind of its own little area up from the downtown area, from some of the shops and things, and it's just a wonderful view of the river and the mountains. It's a great place to just kind of sit and contemplate and take it easy, and once again, that's kind of a whole nother, half a day experience up there.
It sounds to me like by going to Chattanooga that you're going to really not just have a good time, but it is a good place to unwind and relax, because definitely the area, you're not, it's not one of those push, stress places.
That's what we experienced there anyway. We just loved it. We were so pleasantly surprised with Chattanooga.
It's really, it's obviously it's my job to help promote Chattanooga a whole lot more, but it's really a wonderful, stopover if you're coming down to Florida or coming back up from Florida. It's a great, just spend the day and, spend the night and head on your way. But I tell you, it's really a great place to live, and we're really proud of it.
Well, you should be proud. It's a wonderful city, and we're hoping to come down and check it out a little bit further, because we just didn't even scratch the surface of the city. And, that's something you ought to be very, very proud of what you've done in Chattanooga.
Well, we'll be happy to have you down again.
Wonderful. Thanks for joining us, Robert Petway, Convention and Visitors Bureau, Chattanooga, Tennessee. When we come back from the break, we'll be talking about the Chattanooga Choo Choo Hotel. Thanks for joining us here on
Travel. And, of course, the website
again. Thank you very much.
www.chattanoogafun.com, 1-800-322-3344. Stay listening to Travel World. So
keep on rocking me, baby. You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Stay listening. Liberty Works Radio Network. Travel World Radio Show via satellite.
This is a message about renewal, about inner peace, about unraveling life's mysteries. If you are striving for clarity, if you are looking for spiritual connection, if you embrace the future with passion, call Psychic Source at 1-800-270-0975. One call can lead you to psychic advisors gifted in astrology, tarot, numerology, and other ancient arts. A reading with a psychic is food for the mind and soul. Call Psychic Source at 1-800-270-0975. All services are prepaid. There are never any surprise charges. No hype, no pressure, no nonsense. Just gifted advisors available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Isn't it time you came to the source? Call Psychic Source at 1-800-270-0975. That's 1-800-270-0975.
Not one phone call. No one understands your darn newspaper classified ad.
Yes, sir, I am looking at our darn newspaper classified ad now, and it is perfectly clear. Sir, Ingrid, Miss Hip, expect to perf to cap, edict, neck filler, bit time, immediate openings, and pennies.
What does that mean?
Sir, you place the ad.
With a newspaper classified ad, you get very limited space. Most job seekers don't speak classified ease.
Sir, Ingrid is short for senior engineer.
Oh, we need to change the ad.
Today's
today's deadline, but if we hurry, you'll know how to get out of here. In,
Please! Oh, no.
Ta-da! Your recruitment alternative has arrived. Online at HartfordHelpWanted.com. HartfordHelpWanted.com, difference number one. You have 100 words to describe the position. Two, the ad is placed instantly, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Three, once you've placed your ad, you can search the online database of local resumes, all for a cost lower than your newspaper ad. Browse your way to HartfordHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Here's a message just for women, and maybe you can relate. I was a victim of hot flashes. They hit me all the time. I had night sweats, too, and no energy whatsoever. I also had no sex drive, which caused more problems than I have time to explain. And I had put on a few pounds. I couldn't lose them. It was frustrating, but now it's not. That's because I discovered Ultramaca, the miracle Peruvian herb. I began taking Ultramaca, and within 10 days, I felt like a new person. The hot flashes and night sweats went away. I lost weight, and my energy came back. My energy for everything. Problem solved. I recommend you call this number and order Ultramaca, which, by the way, comes with a money-back guarantee. 866-853-1787. We're expected to be superwomen, and it's draining. Well, imagine having the energy to do everything you want. You can have it with Ultramaca. Call today, 866-863-1787. 866-853-1787.
Is your cigarette habit running your life? If you just have to smoke after you wake up, after a meal, or when you're bored, then no doubt about it, cigarettes are running your life. Now you can kick the habit without using pills, patches, supplements, or gaining weight. Get ready to call the Smoke Free in 9 Days program to find out how you can easily quit smoking forever in the comfort of your own home. It doesn't matter if you smoke 2 or 3 packs a day. It doesn't matter if you've been smoking for 20 years. This proven program will work for you. Now you can quit smoking without the cravings, headaches, or withdrawals. Now is the time to put your health first. And if you call right now, you can take advantage of our 30-day risk-free offer.
Call 1-877-315-5111. That's 1-877-315-5111. Call now and take advantage of the 30-day risk-free offer. 1-877-315-5111. 1-877-315-5111.
This is WNTY.
I love this station.
AM 990.
That's my radio station. You leave it alone.
Naughty 99.
Dinner in the diner. Nothing could be finer
than to have your ham and eggs in Carolina.
When you hear the whistle blowing 8 to the bar, then you know that Tennessee is not very far.
Shovel a load of coal in. Gotta keep it rolling.
Boo, boo, Chattanooga, there you are.
Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show with Willem Backus, Stephen Pickford, and special guest in studio with us, Ella Sobel. Now, that's one thing that I was rather interesting to see, because you hear a lot of myths and legends and whatnot. There actually is a Chattanooga Choo Choo. I didn't know this, and I was so thrilled to find this place. And online with us, of course, we have Julie Dodson from the Holiday Inn Chattanooga Choo Choo Hotel. Julie, welcome to the Travel World.
Thank you.
So, we enjoyed this particular place. It's actually a Holiday Inn, isn't it?
Excuse me?
It's actually a Holiday Inn, this hotel.
Yes, it is. We went under a Holiday Inn flag in 1989.
That's an amazing thing. Now, originally this building, it was a hotel long time ago, converted into a railroad station.
That's right.
So, tell us the history a bit about the Chattanooga Choo Choo train.
Well, the actual terminal station was built in 1909, and we still preserve a lot of the original. We have the original marble, the original wood at the registration desk, and it was a very busy train terminal up until the early 70s when other forms of transportation kind of dominated the travel scene.
So then, now there is another train station in Chattanooga today, isn't there?
No, there's not. No, there was one. And then Amtrak ran through there for a little while, but we are actually the only, quote, train station, other than the Tennessee Valley Railroad Museum, if
sure.
That's what you mean.
Yeah, well, we were talking about the museum, but there was also that. Now, you know, with the Amtrak cuts and whatever, but the thing about the hotel, but the train station was converted into a hotel, and I find it worth mentioning, by the way, it's one of the very few southern hotels with an indoor swimming pool that we found.
Yes, we do. We have two outdoor pools and one indoor pool. And actually, our hotel is quite different. You don't just check in and go up to your room or over to your room, because we have three different buildings housing approximately 80 to 90 rooms each. And then we have 48 rooms on authentic rail cars.
That is one of the other great attractions that you won't find anywhere else. You can actually stay in one of these rail cars.
That's it. And I mean, it's a hotel room on the train. It feels like you're really on a train.
Well, because you really are on a railroad car.
it's just not moving.
I like what you did with what was formerly the railroad platforms. They now turned it into a walking garden.
That's right. The trains sit on actual tracks out in the gardens. When you say there are no others, there is one in Indianapolis, but theirs is a little different. Their train cars are inside, and you actually walk down a carpeted hall to get to them. But ours sit outside, which gives you the actual feeling of boarding a train and taking off to mysterious places. The cars all have queen beds and private baths, and they're very, very nice.
Oh, wow. That's something that we're going to have to experience a bit more. It's a sad thing that we were talking about, that we only had one night in Chattanooga, for sure, because it's a place that bears a further visit.
It certainly does.
When we actually got into Chattanooga, we saw the place. And when you get to the hotel, you immediately get a feeling of, yes, now we can relax. We're actually here. It's a very friendly place, plenty of place to park. And I love the sign.
Yeah, it's pretty neat.
It was really well done. And you're right, you walk into it and you get this grand terminal feeling when you walk into it, and it's gorgeous. And the breakfast buffet, something else.
We also enjoyed pizza in the Silver Diner, which is another rail car, and you once again feel like you're really on it. Well, you are on a train. You don't have to feel like you're really on a train, because you are. And we sat there, we had a lovely pizza, and relaxed. It was great.
Well, I wish you'd had time to experience our dinner in the diner, which is also on a train car, very authentic name there, and that's our gourmet restaurant, and it is just absolutely wonderful with 24 seats overlooking the gardens and the gas lights, and it, of course, was packed last night and tonight with couples romancing, and then the station house has our singing servers, and that's also another unique thing along with our train cars. There aren't many places in the states that have these wonderful, wonderful, talented singers who entertain you all night and especially at your table.
Now, that's pretty interesting. Of course, it bears mentioning dinner in the diner. Of course, nothing could be finer. It's, you find the lyrics of the song Chattanooga Choo Choo almost everywhere, a piece here and
that's a piece there.
And that was neat. We actually got a picture of the particular diner you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, the locomotive that you have there, there's, you know, mainly green with a bit of red trim on it, is that one of the original actual locomotives, or is that a display model?
I wish I could claim that it's the original, but it is a replica of the General, which was the train stolen back and forth during the Great Chase, and the actual General is resting in Rossville, Georgia.
Ah.
Not too far from us.
So we'll have to go and take a look at that. Now, Stephen and I happen to be trainiacs, so I mean, all things railroad, of course, are interesting to us.
It's also nice there's a model railroad museum at the Chattanooga Choo Choo as well.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you brought that up, because we are doing a lot of work on the model railroad. We're turning the lobby downstairs into a historical tour through what the Choo Choo looked like many years ago, and especially during the war. And then as you go upstairs, you're going to have some videos about model railroading and what all it involves, and some other clubs nearby and other train sites to see nearby before you go in to actually see the layout. But the local model railroad club has been working very, very hard on the layout. We've got a target date of April 1 to have all the trains running, and they've replaced trees and lights. And I was in there yesterday, and I just get lost every time I go in there. It's just fascinating.
That sounds great.
I mean, let us not forget that this is a hotel.
Well, yeah, it is.
It's not your typical Holiday Inn. This is something really unique, and not just for the rail buffs, but history buffs. It's a place that people will remember staying in.
Oh, yeah.
We will, that's for sure.
You'll never forget this place. It was really, really... Oh, and thank you, by the way, for the chocolate.
Oh, you're welcome. Made in our candy shop on property. We have 10 retail shops to brag of, too. So the nice thing about us is you can walk in the front door and check into your room, and you never have to leave. You've got entertainment, shops, restaurants, swimming pools, tennis courts, and a trolley ride. So you don't have to go anywhere.
There's even a gift shop.
Yes, absolutely, and a very well-stocked one, I might add.
Because, thank you.
Well, yes, we got the lyric to the Chattanooga Choo Choo song there, and actually I laminated that and sent it to my sister, who's a great big fan and of the whole legend and everything. So the entire family, my entire family, got to participate in this.
My mother got a copy of that, too.
Vicariously, I might add, but still.
I think you should bring them back. You and Ella both need to bring families back and stay longer.
Well, we're planning to bring back a rock and roll band with us, one of our friends, because this was actually a musical journey that we took through it. And our music director on the Travel World Radio Show is Bob Cassini, drummer of a band called This Is True. And
okay.
They are planning to come down with us sometime maybe in summer or March. So summer or end of June thereabouts. Anyway, one way or the other.
Sometime between now and 2020.
Yeah.
Well, we'd love to host you, so please let me know when you're coming, and I'd like to meet your group.
Well, fantastic. And they can actually put on a show for you.
Because oh, great.
That's what they do. That's what they do. So, and they're actually playing this weekend here in Montreal, so that's worth mentioning. Now, again, this is a hotel.
Yeah, I mean, as you said, you don't have to leave. There's so much to do there. There's shops. There's the sweet shop. You've got places you can eat. There's a wealth of things to see and do.
One of the other things that bears mentioning is that right next to the hotel is the Electric Vehicle Information Center. That's where you pick up the trolley. So you could literally drive to Chattanooga, park your car at the hotel, and then take an electric shuttle bus for
to see
free
all the attractions. Yeah.
For free through the
for
rest
free.
For the rest of through the rest of Chattanooga, assuming of course that you have time to leave the hotel resort, because it's a resort.
You want to look at all the rail cars and try out the swimming pool and take in the fine dining. That's great that you can stay at one hotel, the Holiday Inn Chattanooga Choo Choo, and park your car once and not have to worry about traffic or parking or anything. That's a true vacation experience, not having to worry. The website, www.choochoo.com, 1-800-TRACK-29. So easy to remember. Get all the history of the property at that website. And of course, there is the historical Tennessee connection to the whole Holiday Inn chain, the first Holiday Inn opening up in the early 50s in Memphis. Founder Kemmons Wilson passing away this week. At the first property on Lamar Avenue in Memphis, Tennessee. So, and now
that's right, he's quite a man.
And one of the tenets of business that he always had was he had a listed telephone number. And he said at the time he wanted to hear from any guest worldwide that was having a bad experience. He said he only ever maybe got one call a year, but he wanted to hear from that one customer. I wish more CEOs this day were as accessible as Kemmons Wilson was to his customers, treating them right. The best surprise is no surprise, as they used to say. So,
Julie, thanks for joining us here on the Travel World Radio Show.
Oh, my pleasure.
And we'll be in touch for sure. Well,
please come back and visit. We'd love to welcome you aboard anytime.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you, Julie.
And
thank you.
Bye-bye. And that is Southern hospitality at its best, for sure. Well, this is Travel World Radio Show. I'm Willem Backus.
I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Ella Sobel.
Happy traveling, everyone.
WMTY Sunnington, Bristol, Hartford is Connecticut's newest style of radio, 90.99.
With news on the Information Radio Network, I'm Debbie Edmiston. The divided UN Security Council is considering the best way to strip Iraq of its banned weapons. Secretary of State Colin Powell says governments are wrestling with their next move on the Iraq question.
Now we will retire back to our capitals, talk to our heads of state and government, and we'll be in touch with each other in the days ahead and decide what next steps are appropriate.
Powell says the United States and France have the same goal in Iraq.
We are friends. We agree on many, many things, and we often have strong disagreements. And as you can only do with a friend of 225 years, you do it with respect, and the friendship will continue as it has for the last 225 years.
A weekend of anti-war rallies is underway. Tens of thousands of demonstrators have gathered across Australia and New Zealand. Protesters also marched in South Korea, Malaysia, Taiwan, and Thailand. This is IRN.
Is life moving too fast?
If you're self-employed or run a small business, you